No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this Wednesday, April 3rd, 2019. I'm David Brown. This morning, for the second time in a month, investigators with the Chemical Safety Board, the CSB, been dispatched to the scene of a fire at a chemical plant outside Houston. 2 weeks ago, it was in Deer Park, a petrochemical fire which sent plumes of smoke towering over Houston, leaking benzene into nearby waterways and causing a shutdown of the Houston Ship Channel. Many people went to the hospital complaining of breathing problems, but no deaths were attributed to that disaster. Then, just yesterday, a fire at another Houston-area chemical plant, this time in Crosby, and this time it was fatal. One worker at the plant dead, two others injured. A place called Chemco, spelled K-M-C-O. A resident who lives 2.5 miles north of that plant told the Houston Chronicle that at about 10:55 Tuesday morning, the ground shook, his windows rattled, and it sounded like someone was trying to break in through the front door. Quoting here, "I thought, oh Jesus, went outside and drove down the road to the plant. I got down there, and the plant was on fire," close quote. Matt Dempsey's been a busy man of late. He's data editor for the Houston Chronicle, and his team investigated Chemco's history of environmental and safety violations. We spoke with Matt right after the Deer Park disaster, and he joins us again today. Matt, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
First, we should get an update on the latest when it comes to that Chemco Crosby plant fire. Has the fire been put out, and what about an investigation into what's behind it?
Yeah, the fire was put out around 4:20, according to the Harris County Fire Marshal's office. They're still going to be monitoring the scenes and putting out hot spots, according to the office, while investigators start conducting interviews and trying to figure out what started the fire for sure. We do think that from what we've heard so far from the fire marshal's office, they believe the fire started when a transfer line carrying isobutylene, which is like a flammable gas, caught fire and exploded.
What do we know about damage and the death that's associated with this fire?
So, yeah, we have one person who died, and then we had two more injured. They were pretty critically injured. We believe there's poorly reporting that the person who died was trying to stop the leak from isobutylene, but that's not confirmed. That's just what we've heard.
It's my understanding, too, that there was an order to shelter in place at one point in schools in Channelview and some of the other surrounding areas they're very concerned about the possible environmental impacts. What is known about the environmental impact of a fire involving this particular chemical?
We haven't seen any air quality monitoring data that shows any particularly unusual pollution. We saw it was a high ozone day anyways before this fire started. It was an ozone warning day for this Houston area. So obviously this wouldn't have helped. Again, if you were closer to the fire, it would have been a bigger concern. The Crosby ISD and a number of other local school districts had a shelter in place. In fact, there is a kindergarten center that was less than a mile away from the facility. And parents couldn't get their children till much later in the day because they didn't want to let them out until things were more settled down.
Yeah. You know, something that keeps coming back to me, and here we are just a couple of weeks after that fire in Deer Park at the ITC plant, which shut down the Houston Ship Channel for several days. I keep thinking about those early descriptions. I believe we were talking about it back a couple of weeks ago. Those early descriptions that people had this sort of attitude of, well, we live here. It's just the cost of, you know, it's the price of living in this part of Houston. Now you have two incidents in just, a matter of days, in less than a month, really. What's the attitude, and is it changing at all?
I think that from the residents that we talked to that live near the Crosby plant, especially because these people were also near the Arkema facility. These two facilities are about 2.5 miles away from each other, and that facility had issues during Hurricane Harvey, if we remember. There's definitely some frustration, wanting the county to step up enforcement. We heard from one person who lived nearby and said he wants the county to step up on enforcement, that there's some impressions that the state should be doing more than what they're doing right now. I talked to Rock Owens, who's with the Harris County Attorney's Office, and he told me, I'm working on this story for today, that the county is doing something interesting. They're using floodplain regulations to pull chemical permits from, or operating permits from, bad actors. So for example, Arkema has not been able to open up yet because Harris County is using the floodplain regulations to say, you're not up to code and we're not going to let you operate again.
Wait a minute. So it sounds like what county regulators are doing, they're trying to do what they apparently perceive the state regulators aren't doing, trying to step up action?
Yes, that's 100% accurate. There was the quote I have in my story today is that KEMCO won't open again until Harris County Attorney's Office feels it's safe for it to operate again. And I said, well, how could you do that? He's like, well, we're looking into some options. And that's when he told me what they're doing with Arkema, using this because that's not state regulations. The state can't stop them from doing it. The county can do this just with the county regulations.
Boy, that says a lot. Matt Dempsey is covering this story. We're going to link to his latest at texasstandard.org. He's data editor for the Houston Chronicle. Matt, thanks again.
Thanks for having me.